crimes, including ones he says were committed at Mr. Trump's direction, the president is denying any role. On Wednesday, Michael Cohen told a federal judge his blind loyalty to the U.S. leader led him to cover up his dirty deeds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Cohen and federal prosecutors say Donald Trump directed him to pay hush money to conceal Trump's alleged affairs before the 2016 election, an apparent campaign finance violation. The president tweets this morning he never directed Cohen to break the law, tweeting Cohen was a lawyer and he is supposed to know the law. The president argues the liability is on the lawyer if a mistake is made. Besides, he says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He's gone from denying knowing about the payments at all to saying they would have been private transactions that were not illegal. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Another potentially worrisome legal development for Mr. Trump emerged as prosecutors announced that American Media Incorporated, publisher of the National Enquirer tabloid, struck a deal to avoid charges over its role in suppressing damaging stories about then-candidate Trump to help him win the presidency. Campaign finance laws require contributions to be disclosed and bar individual donations of more than $2,700. The Trump administration on Thursday announced a sharp refocus of its Africa strategy to counter what it called the predatory practices of China and Russia, which are, quote, deliberately and aggressively targeting their investments in the region to gain a competitive advantage. National Security Advisor John Bolton laid out the new strategy in remarks at the Heritage Foundation, saying the U.S. will now choose its African partners more carefully. A Russian woman accused of working as an agent for the government to build ties to the powerful National Rifle Association lobby group in the U.S. and infiltrate Republican Party circles is expected to plead guilty Thursday in federal court. This is VOA News. China has confirmed that a second Canadian citizen has been detained under suspicion of endangering China.